Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 10th of October 2023. Today's topic is Jesus the Coming King. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 through 16. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written, that no man knew, but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Verse 16, "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Key verse, Revelation chapter 19 verse 16. "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This means he is the greatest king who rules over every other king that lives. He is the highest authority in heaven and earth, and rules over everyone. Jesus Christ came into the world as Savior and Messiah. He came in a lowly and humble state to die on the cross for our sins. After completing his mission on earth, he went back triumphantly to heaven. Now, he is seated at the right hand of the Almighty God, waiting for his second coming. Very soon, Jesus will come back to earth not as a babe in the manger, but as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is coming from heaven as the warrior Messiah to establish truth and justice, to judge the nations and to wage war against evil. When Christ returns to earth, he will punish all the wicked and put an end to evil doings. It will be a terrible time of judgment that no sinner can escape. Now is the time to repent so as to escape the judgment. Friends of Jesus are warned many times in the Bible of the need to watch and pray. Live a holy life and get ready to go with Jesus in the rapture. Prayer for today. Lord, I don't want to miss the rapture. Help me to be watchful and prayerful. Further reading, Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 through 32. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.